B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Ryan.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Scott. Hey, Scott, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate you taking my call on this. I'm a longtime listener, but I really appreciate you.
Well, thanks for calling. So what's going on? What can we help you with today?
All right, look. Here's the thing, right? I guess I'm just looking for someone to side with me here, because no one at my house is.
All right.
My son, mm-hmm. He's getting married.
Okay,
she's a great girl. Good family. My wife and I, we really like her, okay? Let's say they're a little progressive, okay? They do the whole vegan thing, the electric cars, you know, yada, 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 right? I'm
okay.
Fine. I'm fine.
Oh, okay. You sound it. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I know. It's except I'm not with this, okay? My son, all right? My son. Mm-hmm. My son, all right?
Your son, yeah.
He's taking his fiance's last name.
Ooh.
That's progressive.
That's very progressive.
Yes.
Wow.
Amongst other things, right?
Okay.
No, okay.
All right, so he is going to take her last name. It's not a modified, or what do you call that?
Yeah, not a hyphenated, not
exactly.
A new name. He's taking her name.
Okay.
Right.
Don't say the name. Don't say the name. Okay, Scott?
I won't.
All right.
I won't. It's frustrating, you know, because, I mean, here's the thing, right? I get it. I know what they're doing. They're young, they're millennials, right? It's that whole smash the patriarchy move thing. But Bob, LBS, you got to understand, in this case, they're smashing my name, man.
Wow. It's your only son, right?
He is, yeah. Okay. He's my only son. So he's the last in the line of the name, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I sound like my dad here, you know, because maybe I am being a little old-fashioned.
Right.
But I just feel like, look, my whole family's existence now is going to be wiped out with this one stupid move.
Right. Well, I don't know.
I understand how you feel.
I have daughters. LBF, you have a daughter. Brian, you have a daughter and a son. I'm not sure if I can relate as much as you can, but I can hear you're very upset. What's your wife think about it?
Yeah, crying. She says, oh, she can understand, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Because she says she felt the same way when she took my last name, and that was the end of her family name. You know, she was an only child.
Oh.
You know, big deal.
Yep.
Right.
Welcome to the club.
Wow.
She also said, I need not to make a thing of this, right?
Don't make
okay?
a thing.
Yeah, like don't make it a thing. Yeah.
Like don't call a radio station and talk about it, that kind of thing. Or...
Right.
Yeah.
But that's how important this is to me, right?
Right.
I said, I cannot stand there at that wedding and witness the whole disappearance of my lineage, right?
Yeah.
So I told my wife, I'm not going.
Wow. Drawing a line in the sand.
Yeah.
Scott.
I'm not doing it.
You're not going to go if he takes his fiance's name or his bride's name.
He's making a statement.
I can't watch that.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and your wife, I'm sure, is not happy with that.
Cool. Buddy, she is beside herself.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, and that's painful to be beside yourself. I'm kidding, Scott.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right.
I think I have a case here.
You know, I think you do.
I don't know how I can convince him not to do this.
Which is your goal. I mean, your stated goal.
Yeah.
You're not going to go. You're drawing a line in the sand. I'm not going if he takes her name. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. Okay.
No. All right. Okay, well.
Well, let's see. I'm not here to change your mind. But maybe the listeners will kind of, whatever, give you some other things to think about. So why don't you stay tuned the next 45 minutes or so. Okay, Scott?
All right, will do.
Don't do anything crazy. I know you're not with your wife right now. Probably a good idea.
She won't even talk to me.
No. All right, 888-410-1057. Let's help Scott out with this, okay? See if we can come up with this solution. Scott, thank you very much for calling. Stay tuned.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay, so originally last week we talked to Scott and the phones were not working, so he got zero input from our listeners. So hopefully today the phones are fine. Give us a call, 888-410-1057. Does Scott have a case here? Okay, I mean, he wants his name to continue, but his son doesn't think it's that big a deal.
Right.
He's going to take his bride's name. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Good morning. It is 6:50 on this Monday. Scott was scheduled to be on our morning court last week. We aired his call, his case, and then the phones didn't work. So he was wanted to reschedule, and that's what we've done today. So here we go. Let's take some calls. His son is getting married, and he's going to be taking his bride-to-be's name instead.
Yep.
And he's the last in the lineage, so that'll be it for the last name. Scott's not happy, so much so he's saying he might boycott. And so what do you think of that, Stephanie? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think?
So I'm getting married in July myself, and I was considering hyphenating my own name instead of taking his, and potentially him taking mine. And his mother, my mother-in-law, actually hyphenated hers. So I think he's making a big deal of it. If his lineage is still continuing, but why does the name matter?
Okay, so you're going to be your current last name, right? Stephanie blank blank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But he's going to just be whoever and his bride's name
his
is.
His last name.
He's
yeah.
not hyphenating, right? Maybe
no,
that, maybe
not.
That's a suggestion. What's in a hyphen?
Yeah, I think we should
they
have
can both
a conversation
like,
with him.
So, like, if my case, it would be Lauren Beckham Falcone.
Yeah.
And then Dave would be David Beckham Falcone.
yeah.
Well, which goes first in the hyphen?
Oh, right. There's a whole other thing. Right.
Is Dave Beckham David. A great soccer player, too?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Maybe we get dinner reservations places.
So, Stephanie, you're taking a hyphenated name. Now, is your husband-to-be going to be hyphenated as well?
No, he's not. Okay. He's not going to hyphenate in it just because he used to be in television for a little bit. And So his name just sounds better, actually,
because
he used to be a newscaster.
So oh,
really?
You
what
pull
newscaster
that?
Was he?
Really
he actually worked for in Montana. So we went to high school together. So we finally got back together. Long story short.
That's great.
Pull this thread, but...
You gonna pull some more thread?
No.
He's a handsome TV guy.
Yeah.
Is he gonna take it?
And he lives in Montana, which means he's rugged.
His name is Chet Brockton, you know? Why wouldn't you take it?
He works for Channel 5 now, but he's not on television anymore.
Wow. That's great, Stephanie. Thanks
all
for so that's good. All
and
right,
congratulations on your upcoming wedding. So
yes.
That's exciting.
Can we
Thank
come?
Thank you so much.
Can we come?
No, don't be like that.
What wedding? She'd be thrilled to have us.
I know that
right?
She would be, but
we
like,
could be the last
can
table.
We come? What are you, five?
Yeah, kinda sometimes. All right, Stephanie. If you decide to invite us, we'll be
yeah. Let us
to come.
Know.
Okay.
I will.
Bye, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Very sweet.
Bye.
All right, Lynn. What do you say, Lynn? You want to chime in?
Yeah, I think it's more difficult than he thinks. My sister just got divorced, and she changed her last name. And it has nothing to do with it's a hyphenated name, but it is a name from our family. So she had to change her social security number. She had to change her license. She has to change. He's going to have to change everything. His bank statement, like everything. He's going to have to change everything. It's not a matter of just signing a piece of paper.
It's not as easy as, well, why wouldn't it be the same as a woman getting married and changing their name? Why would that be different? I'm just asking.
Well, because he's changing his name altogether. Okay, a lot of women hyphenate their name, and their name is connected to their social security number. But if he's changing his whole name and not hyphenating it in any way, then he's going to have to change his social security number, because that social security number belongs to that old person.
I don't know about that. But we'll look into that.
Yeah,
though,
all right.
Man.
Yeah,
it's worth
a
looking
complicated.
Into. Okay. All right, thank you.
That's in Michigan, so I don't know if it's...
Well, he ought to look into all the facts, or at least if, you know, he knows what he's getting into. Thanks, Lynn. Have a great day, okay? All right, 888-410-1057. Morning Court for Scott. You give us a call on that. But, hey, 9 o'clock hour, be listening for Blondie tickets. Okay?
Blondie.
Yeah. Don't call me now. Call me then.
I
okay?
see.
Because right now...
Yeah, no, we're just...
It's just Blondie,
right.
You know, for free. No,
yeah.
No strings attached. But 9 o'clock, we have Blondie tickets. Then you call me.
Then you call me.
Okay, you got it? Good. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more, 7:51. Good morning, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Check your calendar. I do believe it is March 28th, is it not?
It sure is.
Don't feel like it.
26 degrees on the 28th? Come on.
But that's March, right? In like a lamb, out like a liar.
That's not
not how it goes?
No, but I'm just going to let you
All right,
go with
fine.
It.
I'm having fun. All right. It's lying to us. All right, let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe, you're calling about Scott's morning court case. What do you say?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking the call.
Good.
I get where he's coming from, and I get the emotion around it. And I think we're in the midst of, like, a big generational switch in how we look at this stuff. And I was kind of equating it in my mind to, like, when I'd have conversations with my parents, and you could hear, like, crazy racism and what they would say. Mm. And you get to a certain age, and you're like, wow, that is, like, old-fashioned. And I think this is kind of the same. I think we're at a point where, you know, patriarchy and sexism and that type of stuff is slowly being chipped away, but there's a lot of fear about it. There's a
hey,
lot
Joe,
of
can I ask
what
you,
are other people going to think?
Let me ask you a question. Oh, which generation are you?
Sure.
Are you under 40 or over 40?
I'm in my 50s.
Okay. So it's Joe smashing
the
patriarchy.
Look at that progressive man.
He's very progressive.
Yes, no knuckle dragging there.
No.
Well, I have three kids, and my first child, we gave my first child my wife's last name.
Oh, it's a first name?
My family were. No, we gave my first child my wife's last name.
Oh,
so
okay.
When my wife and I got married, she didn't take my name.
Okay.
Which I didn't want her to take my name. And our first child, we gave her
his last name. His first name is your wife's last name.
Right.
That's pretty clever.
No, it's his
no.
Her
name
is it'll be like Lucy Beckham.
Yeah.
Like if I had
her
Lucy.
Last name is his wife's last name.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So,
Joe,
yeah,
you are.
Yeah.
Bob wasn't understanding.
No,
that.
He doesn't. He needed a map. He needs
He's
a map.
Like, my brain
happen.
Broken.
Wait.
I don't know what you think of.
My brain broken. Now, Joe, I'm with you. I'm very progressive, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very progressive. So I'm progressive.
And yeah. some people were mad at us. Some people were mad at me. Like, I think people in my family were mad at me. And I felt, you know, a little bit of that anger from them. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what? It's she can go. My daughter can change her name when she gets older. She wants to. Okay. Nothing that we do is going to be permanent. And
Joe, we got to run. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, the most important thing for Scott is if he can embrace this, he's going to be able to have a relationship with his family that includes grandkids and all that. And
thanks, Joe. But you're right. You can't just say we're done.
You can't just say I'm not going to talk to you anymore over this. It's like, it's silly.
No. All right. Tricia, what do you say?
You can't. What I want to say to him is that you can't control what other people do. All you can do is control how you react to it. So if it bothers him that much, it's not okay to try to convince his son. He has to control his own self. That's the only choices he has, is what he's going to do about it. So if he doesn't want to go to the wedding, he can't go to the wedding. Like, you know, he's got to suck it up.
Suck it up.
Yep.
All right. Hey, he needs to hear it. He came to court.
Right.
Thanks, Tricia.
All right.
Okay, have a great day.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You too.
ROR, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. What do you think about Scott's case?
I think if Scott makes that decision, it will be a worse decision than his son's decision. He won't just lose a name. He'll lose his son, period.
He should go to the wedding, and you're saying just deal with it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, this isn't about him.
Mm.
And as soon as he learns that, he'll have an amazing relationship with his son, daughter-in-law, and future family.
Yeah.
What is in a name, as the old saying goes?
I guess. It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny, Nancy, because I'm curious to hear what the guys think, because historically, women have always, you know, taken the guy's name. So maybe for you, as a woman, you understand that it's, you know, it's a doable thing. No big deal, right?
So I'm sitting here with my husband, commuting on our way home.
Listening together.
And he agrees. Would you like to talk to him, too? But
agrees. Yes, I'd love to. Hey, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Good morning. How are you? This is Mike.
This is awesome. LBF, we get the husband.
Couples court.
Couples court.
Yeah, I like it.
And so, but you agree with your lovely wife here.
Smart man.
I do. And we have two boys.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Two sons. One is married. I wouldn't give that up, that relationship I have with them, over our name.
Okay.
And we are also
last in line for our name.
Oh, my God.
So,
you're like Scott here, but you are going to be okay with it if that were to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, again, you know, as he said, his future daughter-in-law is a wonderful girl from a good family. Hey, you're going to lose all that.
Right. Well, that's good. This is a good call, you guys, because we got to run, but it's really great that we actually got two birds, one stone here.
Right.
Isn't that nice?
This couple commuting. I love it.
Thanks for listening to the show, guys.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. I love it. Couples listening together.
I can't believe couples commute together.
That's
the cutest commute ever.
They're soulmates, LBF. Why wouldn't
they? Dave and I would be like...
Wait, as long as you listen to this show.
Right, that's all that counts in Bob's mind.
Exactly. All right, 888-410-1057. You can be Team Scott, or maybe you can enlighten him, okay?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, we heard from Scott today, who I got to say hasn't... heard a lot of phone calls go in his favor. His son's getting married, and his son's a progressive guy. This is what Scott says. And his son is going to take his bride's last name. Hence, the end of the line for Scott's family. It's only son, and there's no one else to pick up the lineage. So that's going to be it for him.
Lineage.
And, yes. Someone called and said it's like the Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh.
Whoever has the dragons wins.
Right,
that game.
I guess.
But so Scott has said he's not going to the wedding. I mean, he put his foot down, drew a line in the sand, said, if you take her name, then I can't condone it, and I'm not going to the wedding. Well, Scott's wife doesn't agree with that either. So let's see if we can help him out, either move him along, as you like to say, progressively into the brave new world.
Yes.
Or is Scott, is he right to feel the way he does? All right, let's start with you, caller. What do you say?
I think he definitely should go to the wedding. My father had done something similar to me about something completely different, and I said, if you don't want to go, you don't want to go. You don't want to walk me down the aisle, don't do it. But he also went losing his son over this.
Yeah.
If he's that firm about this decision, what I think he should do is, with a rational head, sit down and explain why, without the yelling, but he should explain why he feels like this, and maybe try to persuade him to do a hyphenated name.
Yeah,
but he can't do this because he could stand to lose his son. And
hey, Chris, we're gonna grab a couple more calls, but thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye bye.
Mike, what do you think about Scott's case today?
Yeah, I have a lot of sympathy for him. I really hear the pain he's going through. But think about this: the real key is, if his son has a boy, and you know, if he doesn't, that's the end of the name line
too.
Anyway.
Yeah.
If he's very careful, he doesn't break that relationship. Suppose he inspires his grandson to legally change his name back.
Okay.
The long con. I like it.
The long con. Well, Mike, that's something he hasn't thought about, but it's certainly good advice. Okay? Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Appreciate you listening, my friend. Okay. Good morning, Michelle.
Hello.
All right, Michelle. Let's see. How are you coming down on this?
Oh, I think Mr. Scott needs to get off his macho, chauvinistic high horse and embrace whatever works for the children, because it's not about him. It's about his son and his fiance and the rest of their lives. And he doesn't want to lose them for the rest of their lives over a name.
Yeah.
And women for centuries have had to take men's names and lose their lineage. So get over it, embrace it, go to the wedding, just deal with it.
I love it. That's very simple.
Michelle's
perfect.
Laying it down.
Yeah. And I'm picking it up.
You sure are.
I am.
Now, would you? Hey, Michelle. Yeah, hey, listen, you can't just end a relationship with your son over something like that. That's whatever.
No, and trust me, my son's getting married.
Yeah.
And I'm dealing with a few things, and none of it is worth losing my kid for the rest of.
Absolutely not.
My mother said it best when it comes to in-laws. Mm. Keep your mouth shut and your wallet open.
Okay.
Yeah. Do what you're told, and he will regret it forever. Yeah.
Michelle, have we asked you a random question in the past, Michelle?
No, but go for it.
Can we ask you a random question about the show? Do you listen often enough to have an opinion?
Yes.
Great.
Yep.
All right, which one of us, me, Bob, LBF, or Brian, is most likely to slap someone across the face?
LBF.
Yep.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Really?
Brian and I are more evolved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so LBF is...
Not in a bad way, though. Just in that sassy sort of put you in your place kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way.
I mean, throw a drink, like slap someone across the face. Yeah. Just something. Then I'd huff off.
Yeah.
At a certain point in life, you just... Don't take any crap, and you just do it.
Yep. All right, Michelle. Right, good call. Thanks, Michelle. Okay. Right. Bye.
Bye, Michelle.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. I see. Michelle's right. You probably would. The rest of us are more evolved.
I would not. I mean, you, sir, are no gentleman, maybe.
Slap.
Right.
Yeah. So what do you think? Anyway, for Scott, let's just put a bow on his case. You got to go to your son's wedding.
Yeah, work it out.
Don't draw the line.
Right.
Because you got a lifetime, right?
Exactly. Drawing the line is stupid.
Yeah, just let it go. Yeah. I mean, he's still your son. You said you have a great relationship with him. It's all good.
Maybe they'll name their first kid his last name.
Plus, wifey says, shut up and go.
Right. Yeah.
So,
wait till he sees how much paperwork it is to change your name.
Then he'll change his mind.
Forget it.
But some people suggested for his son a hyphenated. Maybe you could just hyphenate your name. So that's a positive.
Too. Trust me. Chris has three names over here.
Yeah, I know.
It's a pain.
LBF. That's why you're always slapping people around. Okay. It's 8:32. We got tickets to Blondie. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour between 9:20 and 9:30.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.